Senators will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the erection. The erection. The erection.
So, have a good life. We will see you soon.
For there is always light if only we're brave enough to see it. If only we're brave enough to be it.
And we'll lead not merely by the example of our power, but by the power of our example.
Strike and 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 strike.
I will eat your leftist ass like corn on the cob. I'm ready.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Good Friday, everybody. Welcome to Crab Diving Live. We are streaming right at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. Holy crap. Thanks for buying stuff through our Amazon link at crabdiving.com/Amazon. If you use that link every time you go to buy shit at Amazon, we get a wee little commission and it doesn't cost you fuck. And join us on Twitter during the show. We're weathering the shitstorm over at Twitter, along with many others. I don't know if Elon, I haven't really checked. Elon, ever since I changed that setting, I don't see as much Elon's bullshit as I had previously.
I'm doing the
I was like, are you working? Are you are you with us?
I just didn't have time. I got behind. I'm putting the fucking promos up. Fuck Elon. I don't give a fuck.
I don't see his shit in our stream that frequently anymore because I changed that setting. But he still has been tweeting some bad shit stuff. Like anti-Fauci stuff,
load, man,
and things like that.
He's someone that our country celebrates him, and he's a fuckhead. He's a fucking douche.
An hour ago, he tweeted: "Twitter will publish tweet recommendation code and make account/tweet status visible no later than next month." Transparency builds trust, he says.
Fuck you. I don't even know what that means. I don't give a shit.
What does this mean? 5 hours ago, virtue rises with the sun.
Suck my dick, please. It's the dumbest shit I've ever heard. Go fuck yourself, you dumb fuck. Go make cars that drive by themselves. Go get to Mars.
Bookmark.
Fuck with Twitter. Go broke.
Something about the bookmark button. Then he retweeted Tesla stuff.
Gosh. He has to have a hand job in the air. Or something, right? Doesn't he do something creepy with his massages?
Allegedly. He Jesus. Tweeted space, retweeted SpaceX.
Yay!
Stuff, which, you know, admittedly is pretty fucking cool. But
yeah,
he's still a right-wing dickbag.
Yeah, I think he makes cool rockets. He's also a fuckface. There. How complex of me.
Let us see what is going on. It's Faithless Friday, everybody. We're all very excited.
Jesus.
Let's see what the headlines are first. Over at the Commie Pinko Liberal, HuffPo, the threat to Social Security. Will McCarthy cut benefits?
Hell yes. Fuck yes. Of course. That's what they do. They cut benefits and cut taxes for themselves. Yes.
Some Republicans have said that once they controlled the House of Representatives, they would try to balance the federal budget. That they blew a 1. Something trillion
yes.
dollar hole in by giving themselves and rich people big giant tax cuts.
How many times are we not going? I mean, they're going to do the same thing they've done before. They're going to take our money and give themselves tax breaks.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's what they do. That's
squeeze
the
us
only,
like sponges.
That's the only evidence of what they do.
But at the first press conference in his new role, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy could offer no details about their plans.
No! Oh, yes.
For the popular retirement programs this week.
Oh, you're going to cut them all. You don't have any plans, you thug.
One thing I will tell you, as Republicans, we will always protect Medicare and Social Security.
But you.
They say they're going to protect it by making... raising the age that you get it and lowering how much you get. So that's how we're going to protect it.
You know what I don't understand?
Back to cat food, Nana.
Yeah, benefits, though. Benefits are good. Shouldn't we expand the umbrella to give more people benefits and more bigly benefits? Why do you want to constrict benefits? It's a benefit, you fuck.
Tell Nana and Boompa to get off their lazy old saggy asses and get back into the workforce.
Boompa. What is Boompa? What kind of name is Boompa? What is that name? Some people call it...
You've heard that before? Grandpa and Boompa?
Boompa.
I've heard that one.
That's some Chicago shit.
No, I never used it.
Yeah.
I had Grandma.
Yes.
Grandma Vile.
Right.
And then Bubba.
Bubba?
But that means grandmother in Serbian.
Oh, okay. Oh, right.
So that was mine. It wasn't Bubba, nice. like Bubba the Love Sponge.
Bubba, come here.
It was B-A-B-A.
Right, Bubba.
Means Bubba. Kind of means old woman or...
Yeah. Oh, that's cool. Bubba.
Baba and Deda.
Oh, cool.
Grandma and grandpa.
Yeah.
In Serbia. McCarthy's answers suggest Republicans have no plan yet. What a fucking shocker.
They don't know anything. They don't have a plan to do shit.
Oh, it's so infuriating.
These people, how do they put a lunch order together? Hi, everybody. I'm Kevin McCarthy. I'm going to go to Corner Bakery to pick up sandwiches. What do we want? I don't want to go to Corner Bakery. I want to fucking cut your fucking head off, you bitch. That's the Republican Party right now. Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm going to the dog just let me know she... emptied her water dish, so I'm going.
Yeah. Jeez. I mean, that's their party. They don't give a shit. They're insane. He doesn't know what the fuck he's going to do. He barely got elected. He doesn't know anything. I bet you he has no plans except to cut shit, right? I mean, what else is he going to fucking do? He can't pass anything. Well, he can just start. Isn't he supposed to look into Hunter Biden?
It's like Trump's healthcare plan.
Well, he's going to investigate Joe Biden's documents.
They have all this shit we're going to fix everything. Well, how are you going to do that? Well, we don't have any plans.
Right. No, we don't have any plans. We've got a big group of old, rich child molesters together, and we're going to solve everything.
We will protect them. We will protect Medicare and Social Security for the next generation going forward, McCarthy says.
Yes.
But we are going to scrutinize every single dollar spent.
Scrutinize? You're not going to do shit. You're just going to say no.
The proposed threat to the programs is the future date at which their trust funds run low, likely resulting in automatic benefit cuts because incoming revenue will be less than what the government expects to have to spend on benefits. Democrats generally favor closing the gap by raising taxes, while Republicans would prefer slashing the benefits.
Yes! Yes! Let's boil them in their own fucking pudding. Why not?
I don't have anything else, Shelby. I'm sorry.
Jeez.
It's perfectly... Democrats, neither party has shown much urgency, however, since Medicare will be able to keep paying full benefits until at least 2028, and Social Security is cool until 2035.
So what is really happening here, then? I mean...
They want to justify their gazillions of dollars of tax breaks to themselves, and their looting the economy by then... pointing to those nasty old leeches that are sucking off the Social Security dugs.
Well, you know, I would say that's good then, right? The program is paid for through 2028, right?
Yes. And we pay into Social Security.
Right.
We pay Medicare taxes specifically towards those things. Neither of those hit the budget.
Right. Well, why don't we then... Why don't we do this then? Why don't we take that money instead of making it solvent till 2028? What about 2026? You take that money that's then freed up and you give more people more money. What if you did that?
How about,
why does it have to
raise some taxes on the rich cunts?
Yes. How let's about, go get their shit.
How about a 100th of a cent
yes.
transaction tax on every stock trade that is made?
Yes. I mean,
oh my God.
What happened in the French Revolution at the end? Everybody went nuts and started cutting off heads the heads of rolling, anyone literally. That had anything to do with the king and queen.
Yeah, yeah. Miss Let Them Eat Cake, it didn't end real well for her.
Right. But then things got nuts.
Things got cray. There,
like,
you know,
too many people's heads got cut off.
Well, yeah, there was, you know, kind of no plan.
Oh, no plan. I guess we're going to avoid that this time around, maybe. I mean, I don't know. These fucking Republicans, you fucks.
So that's the headline over the HuffPo.
Yay, we're going to take your shit. We're going to take your shit even though the plan is good through 2028. God, you shitbags.
And meanwhile, we're sure that the Republicans who now are going to be are deploying the spikes out of their butt plug to lodge themselves in the government. Our next week, our debt limit already.
Right.
And Yellen is saying,
why is that every time?
We're teetering on recession right now. Let's not fuck with the debt limit. And you know, the Republicans are going to say, we want no abortion.
They're terrorists.
Or the country gets it.
They are terrorists.
Yeah.
That's all they are.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen notified Congress that the United States will reach its statutory debt limit next Thursday.
Yay!
And asked House Speaker Kevin McCarthy to either suspend or increase the debt limit.
Well, good fucking luck. Good fucking luck, Janet.
Yellen wrote, the Treasury Department will be taking certain extraordinary measures to prevent the United States from defaulting on its obligations.
Yay!
She told McCarthy, it's unlikely that cash and extraordinary measures will be exhausted before early June.
Good. Exhausted. Jesus. It's just these Republicans are the problem.
She warned that failure to meet the government's obligations would cause irreparable harm to the U.S. economy, the livelihoods of all Americans, and global financial stability.
The Republicans are like, fuck you, motherfuckers. Oh, yeah. We don't give a shit.
100%.
But then all these people vote for them. Why?
Because it's your...
Don't say Jesus. Fuck that.
No, it's owning the libs.
Oh. Ownership.
Yeah. The Democrats are losing their minds because the country is going to shut down and burn to the ground. And the Republicans are like, ha, 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 look at how pissed off and scared they are.
They don't like it. They don't like it. They like to own the libs because they know that they're dumb fucks and it bothers them. There's a whole bunch of bullshit in there, right?
The Treasury is not currently able to estimate how long the emergency actions will allow the U.S. to pay off obligations.
Yay! That's
could
good
be,
news.
I mean, it could be a couple of months.
That's
could,
good news.
So it's hard to believe that the Republican House will make this a priority right now.
Right,
they've
right.
got some Hunter Biden to go after.
Yes. Wait, you said you're saying that they will raise the limit and go after Hunter.
No. We're going to default, but then she said we're going to use extraordinary measures to keep everything going. And we don't know how long.
Why?
We think it might go till June, which Kevin McCarthy then says, oh, well, we can hold the country hostage till June.
Okay. Well,
I'm assuming.
Why do we have to go through extraordinary measures?
Because they won't raise the debt limit.
Why can't we just do things the way they're supposed to be?
No, do what the minority psychopaths want, or the country gets it. This is what's going to happen.
Am I being a staunchy fucking conservative by saying raise the debt limit? I just don't understand. I literally don't. I just raise the fucking limit. Who gives a fuck?
They should have passed a law that says it just automatically gets raised.
Why would you not want to do that?
Because Republicans are trying to pretend they're fiscally conservative.
God,
After giving everybody tax breaks.
They're giving away the money.
To the tune of $1.3 trillion.
They're giving away the money.
$1.8 trillion, maybe.
Oh, man. We're a dumbass country.
We are a dumb fucking country.
Stupid shitbags.
That's the headlines over to the Drudge Report.
Yes.
So we'll see if the lunatics...
Oh, they will.
I don't know what you're going to say. Will they? We have no doubt the lunatics will hold the debt limit hostage.
Well,
yeah.
They're not going anywhere. I mean,
what?
They're not going anywhere.
No, not for another 2 years. But I mean, we did luck out that they didn't get the sweep that was predicted, because then the shit show wouldn't.
Yeah, that's true.
The clown show might actually be getting stuff done. Now they're...
Has Boebert repaired her relationship with MGT?
I don't think they really like each other anymore, yeah.
Mama Nazi?
I don't think they like each other. I think there... I saw a couple articles about how, all of a sudden, they think MTG... is trying to rehabilitate herself to be like a normal Republican now.
Yeah. What do you mean?
Because she wants to run for national office.
Come on! No. She's gazpacho. That's who she is. I feel like we all have to make sure that we are doing our jobs to not let anyone forget that she's gazpacho. I don't give a fuck. Whatever the fuck.
We tried to make everyone not forget that Trump grabs women by the pussy, and that didn't work.
No.
They still voted for him. Faithless Friday, everybody.
Jeebus.
Thanks for listening.
Right.
This is... this is one of those hate preachers.
Yes.
And this is, listen. This is Stephen Anderson.
Right.
I don't know. I think he's one of those steadfast, maybe.
Oh, geez.
But I'm not sure if he's the one. I don't think he's the one that lost his lease. I think he's in a different. He's Faithful Word. Excuse me.
Oh, yes.
Faithful Word Baptist Church in Tempe, Arizona.
Fuck you.
Stephen Anderson.
Oh, man.
Oops. I have to turn on.
Faithful Word.
I have to press that button so the audience can hear this shit. Here you go.
Yes. Some idiot came to me one time and said, you know, he was going to marry a divorced woman. And I told him, I said, hey, you shouldn't do it, brother. You know, here's what the Bible says. And he says, well, her husband raped her. I was like, excuse me? How the hell does that work?
That's his reaction?
And he's like,
yeah. How does that work?
That's his reaction.
You can't rape your wife.
What a horrible fuckhead, man. That is amazing. Jeez.
Hell does that work? And he's like, well, yeah, I don't know. That's what she said.
Jeez.
And I said, okay, Einstein, think about this for a second. First of all, let's pretend that what you just said is even a thing. Let's say that that even exists. Let's say that that even can exist. I said, well, that would mean that she was refusing to go to bed with him. So have fun marrying this woman who refuses to go to bed with her husband.
That's his advice. Hey, you're just gonna have to rape her too. Good luck with that.
This is crazy.
This is Christian love.
That
Christian love.
I feel like I'm not allowed to say this, but that's shocking. That is a shocking take, but not really. Not really, I guess. It makes sense with these people.
Again, zero distance between this motherfucker and Al Qaeda.
Right. I mean, they're saying that
zero,
that you like women just have to fuck their husbands whenever.
Yeah.
Is that what he means?
Yeah. And if you don't, he's going to force you.
Oh,
that's not rape.
Yes. That's, you know what that is? That sounds like a great marriage.
That would mean that she was refusing to go to bed with him. So have fun marrying this woman who refuses to go to bed with her husband. And then he's like, oh, yeah, actually, wow, okay, yeah. Oh,
thanks, Pastor, for that great advice.
This guy,
holy shit.
This guy is quite the character, man. I mean, what a weirdo.
Well, Pastor, what was I thinking?
His voice is, he's very animated.
I see what you're saying.
He's the one who jumped up on his lectern that one time.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Like when Tom Cruise jumped on, up on the sofa.
Right, this person is a showman.
And then he's like, oh, yeah, actually, wow, okay, yeah, I see what you're saying. And then he comes back and says, oh, no, I went and talked to her. It turns out it was before.
By the way, listen to the men.
No, I went and talked to her.
Listen to the men laughing in the background. Oh,
yes, look at this penis.
No, I went and talked to her. It turns out it was before they were married. Oh, okay, well, then that was real smart of her. To marry a rapist.
Once again.
Why are they laughing?
She's the idiot.
Jesus Christ.
The victim, again, is being blamed.
I have a question. Is this church we're listening to?
Yes.
Is this Jesus sermon?
Yes.
Or like.
This is, yeah.
What would Jesus do? Well, Jesus would rape her. Ha 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 ha.
Yeah.
Ha 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 ha. This is crazy. This is some crazy ass Christianity, boy.
Boy. And the Lord did pass out the loaves and the fishes and say, bitches deserve it.
Rape away, says
Jesus. Smart of her to marry a rapist.
They're laughing.
You know, but what it really was, she's just changing her story. Because she realized how stupid it sounded to say, oh, my husband raped me. That means that you're refusing to be with your own husband, which is your duty as a wife, which makes you look like a guilty person right there. Okay. This whole thing of rape within marriage. Well, you know what? My wife can rape me whenever she wants. Okay. Because that's the stupidest thing I've ever
heard. Look at my big, giant, always hard Christian dick.
Look at this.
Always ready for action.
Look at this big Christian hog over here. Jeez, dude.
Of rape within marriage. Well, you know what? My wife can rape me whenever she wants. Okay. Because that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life. Okay. Because we're married. I don't have power over my own body. She doesn't have power over her own body. This is what the Bible says.
Can we talk about his accent? Where is he from?
I don't know.
Is that some Midwestern shit? That nasality is just like, my wife can rape me anytime she wants.
Yeah, I don't know where he's from. I mean, Arizona, but
I think he's from Mordor.
Yeah, so there you go.
He's from Mordor, Wisconsin.
These are the people who are
God.
Again, like if you take urine and you boil it and it crystallizes down into this like sludgy kind of horrific urine
this is
sludge.
This is
what Christianity is turning into in the United States because as religiosity wanes in general. Actually, worldwide, probably. As religiosity wanes, we're finding the hardcore lunatics, the percentages are going up because that's all that's left. So
you're saying the people left are more likely to show up on a corner with pictures of dead fetuses.
Right.
Wave around and yell.
Because the people, the 80 to 90% that are not totally crazy are starting to think, I don't know about this religion bullshit. And the lunatics that are left are creatures like this thing, like this asshole.
You know, when you flip off these abortion fetal people, you know, that carry around the signs, I flip them off sometimes and I just flip them off and look at them and they look at me. They always look surprised. I don't understand that.
Well, you're in Pensacola, Florida.
What do you mean?
They nobody killed one
that.
Here.
Well, nobody likes
they
that
they killed
shit.
One here. They're gleeful still about it.
I mean, I'm not even mean about it. I just like, I usually roll the window down. I'm like, hey, man, go fuck yourself. And I just hold the finger up until the light changes, you know? And then, you know, they always look at me like, what are you talking about? I'm like,
gasp.
What do you mean? What am I talking about? You're a fucking asshole.
So that's Christian hate preacher Steven Anderson.
Mr. Anderson. Your religiosity is off the charts. Jesus would hate you. You fuck.
This is... Oh, here's a quote from... This is... Be ready for I don't know, mind-blowing, ew. I don't know, irony or hypocrisy.
Yay.
This is Laura Ingraham. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. If only we had a president who cared more about what was good for the country and less about how to protect his family's corrupt business interests.
What is she talking about?
Biden! classified off. Documents. Oh. Drip, 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 she said, is the yes. Chyron.
Yes. You know, we've been gaslit, folks. I mean, goddamn, Laura. Come on, Laura. Come on. Come on!
Oh, my
Stop
God.
Stop it. That's crazy. This is all crazy.
So terrifying.
Do we have to say anything about this? I mean, the hypocrisy, is it necessary or is it just implied that?
Oh, it's mandatory. I don't know what you can say about it.
Donald Trump, you know, was just talking about his family and. Ivanka, why did you get all those trademarks from China?
Because she worked really hard, Ryan, for many years.
And what about Jerry?
Fought her way through the system and the rampant sexism and people not having respect for her talents. Saying it was all nepotism that she graduated from college and went straight to work for Trump.
Yes, I would even say, that is fucking weird.
But she's eminently qualified.
But didn't they hire her publicist to be...
That's
Hope Hicks to be somebody like senior consultant to the czar of fuckdom or something.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
Meanwhile, there's a law that is being proposed in fucking Nebraska. Whoever thinks of Nebraska, no offense.
I didn't know they had laws.
No offense, Nebraska.
Well, no, they have laws.
Apparently, that's where it's been a really long time. There's no way I probably had a warrant for my arrest, and
they'll behead you there
in Nebraska. Many, many, many decades ago,
I may have been pulled
over doing a really, really lot.
Speed. Yeah. By the way, I'm going to say this: people in general must slow down.
Might have been in construction zone.
I was driving around yesterday. It's like, geez, motherfuckers, this is a reasonable street. You just can't go fast enough. Fuck you.
In my defense,
fucking speeders, man.
It was that time of year where most of the state smells like cow shit. So I was trying to get through Nebraska as quick as possible.
I get it. But we all...
It was nighttime. It was clear conditions.
We all need to...
There's nobody on the roads except me and the fucking state trooper.
What is that song? Teenager.
Yes, exactly. That would have played if I would have rolled.
Can you feel me?
Goodbye, motherfucker.
Are you somewhere up above? Isn't that song about a crash?
It's about
a horrible auto crash.
There's a few of those.
The person was speeding and they died.
In Nebraska, there is a law being proposed by, I'll let you guess which party is in the majority in Nebraska.
You know, I sang Teen Angel in a barbershop quartet.
So dumb. I did barbershop quartet.
What did you sing Teen Angel?
We didn't do Teen Angel. No.
Wait, Republicans. I'm going to guess GOP.
You would be correct, sir.
Yay. I want to win something.
Apparently, this is a new bill.
Fuck you.
And they're doing this in a few states. I think this might be one of them.
Right.
Where they're trying to turn drag shows, no nudity.
Yes.
Into like cheetahs.
God.
Which is a local, as some would say, titty bar.
Everyone has a cheetahs. There's a cheetahs in L.A. and it feels like a musical.
It's the musical There's crab diving today.
Look up how many cheetah strip clubs. If you just Google it, see what map. Maps come
it's
up.
A, it's
there's
a,
one in L.A. Well, there's one here.
Are they related?
I don't think so. Did you guys franchise it out?
I mean, you never know. It might be.
They, you know, every once in a while.
The cheetah, Pensacola. Oh, it's the cheetah.
Oh, yeah. It's
I didn't know that.
Cheetahs, the cheetah, the cheetahs.
Cheetah Gentlemen's Club, full nudity strip club and nightclub.
No, oh, and nightclub. Okay. And then, so there's
do they have comics there?
Absolutely. All the time.
Do they really?
No. I can't imagine.
They did in L.A.
Yeah, that's different.
They did comedy shows at Cheetahs.
Listen, I am not. You go to a strip club like that.
Pompano Beach and Palm Beach Cheetah.
Yes. Yes.
Locations. It is a franchise.
Is it really? That shithole. No, hey, no offense. Can we get slander?
Well, here it's a franchise. There's three of them. There's one here. There's one in Pompano Beach. Yeah. And there's one in West Palm Beach. Anyway.
Yeah.
Free. Did we just give a plug to Cheetah's Gentleman's Club?
You know, the dude that.
So they're trying to, in Nebraska, classify any drag show as the exact same fucking thing.
Yo, this ain't Cheetah's.
21 and over.
It's not.
All the regulations that go with any kind of strip club or adult entertainment.
Drag is just a type of. I've done drag once, and it's a costume. You wear, I mean, to me, it was like you're putting a costume on. I didn't really think about, I mean, it wasn't, nobody got, what do these people think goes on at these drag shows? They're insane.
Well, instructions to five-year-olds on how to suck dick.
You sheltered ignorant
is what they think
fucks.
Is happening.
I'm sorry. Our society has to move at the pace of sheltered, ignorant buckholes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, it's so sad. We could be so much more, but we can't because of you dumb fucking rednecks. Go fuck yourselves.
I know they don't
drag
have a southern
shows.
Accent.
Fuck you.
And I know they don't have a southern accent in Nebraska, but I'm doing it anyway. Here's part of this law, this bill.
Okay.
Section one, for purposes, I'll just do stupid voice. For purposes of this section, drag show means a performance in which A, the main aspect of the performance is a performer which exhibits a gender identity that is different than the performer's gender assigned
God.
At birth using clothing, makeup, or other physical markers. No fake titties, no fake dicks.
You know how I did my titties for my drag show?
Hilariously.
I used a large square bandage with a nipple that you might find on a baby bottle. Well, that you would find on a baby bottle.
Well, you would, yeah.
It worked good until the end of the show. I was like, oh, look, there's my nipple. It was downstage, not on me.
B, the performer sings, lip syncs, dances, or otherwise performs before an audience for entertainment.
What do you want us to do for entertainment? What are we supposed to do? Strap people down to a wooden chair and beat Jesus into their fucking... What the fuck is wrong with these humorless fucks?
Section 2. No individual under 19 years of age shall be present at a drag show. Any person 19 years of age or older who knowingly brings an individual under 19 years of age to a drag show shall be guilty of a class 1 misdemeanor.
Are you here? Section 69. Shove it up your fucking ass, you dumb fuck.
No individual under 21 years of age shall be present at a drag show if alcoholic liquor
oh, you fucking
is being served at such location.
Ooh, I'm gonna report this drag show because I'm a fucking bootlicker. Fuck you. Fuck these Nazis.
Of course, the bill is very vague, and it would basically also include the wording of it. Bans trans people from ever performing.
Oh, okay.
Because they're performing in a gender that was not the one that was assigned at their birth.
You said, whoever wrote this bill, what is this bill? It's a bill?
It's a bill in fucking Nebraska.
Sad fucks. You sad, boring, milquetoast, pathetic, loserly fucks. What is wrong with you? I know what's wrong with you. You are Nazis. You are fucking Nazis. You are fascists. Go fuck yourself.
Republican state lawmakers in Nebraska are following up a midterm election and record flow of anti-transgender legislation.
God, go fuck yourself, you jackbooted bitches.
Zeroing in on bodily autonomy with proposals to limit gender-affirming health care and, of course, abortion access.
God, listen to yourselves. You are insane. These are proposals written by radicalized fuckheads.
This is everywhere. More than 24 bills seeking to restrict transgender health care access have been introduced across 11 states.
We are a nation of fucking dullards. Where is someone peeing? There you go.
Kansas, Kentucky, Missouri, Montana, New Hampshire, Oklahoma, Ooh. South Carolina, Tennessee, Texas, Utah, and Virginia, shockingly.
Yes.
Not yet, Florida.
Wait, really? I thought we were the, DeSantis, man. I mean, he's anti-drag bigly, right? You're anti-drag. Yeah. I mean, just, that means you don't understand. You don't understand what drag shows are to the point that you are so scared of them. You want laws protecting your dumb fucking kids from it. For some reason, it's just sad, pathetic stupidity. It's the lowest form of dumdom. Fuck off.
They're really working hard in Texas. Of the 35 anti-LGBTQ bills.
35 of them, motherfuckers!
Introduced so far.
You simpleton fuck!
And we're 13 days into the new year, into the new session.
God!
Three would classify providing gender-affirming care to minors as child abuse.
Jesus Christ. Secede, you bitches. Secede. And then we'll send a big gay army to beat the fuck out of you. Oh, my God. Fuck off.
In Tennessee, figuratively, he means. Tennessee, the GOP-controlled legislature announced after Election Day that its first priority would be to ban medical providers from altering a child's hormones or performing surgeries that enable them to present as a gender different from their sex.
God damn. I mean, it's just, you know what's sad? It's just such basic shit. It's such basic things. You can't be, my God, you can't even get your head around. There are gay people out there. So what? That's great. What the fuck? Why does it bother you? Why are you so stupid? If someone takes your picture with a Polaroid, do you think your soul has been stolen? Do you think the earth is flat? What else do you think, you dullards?
The current consensus, science and health-wise, is that teens experiencing gender dysphoria can start taking hormones around age 14 or 15 and have certain surgeries. The group acknowledged potential risks. I think surgery is probably breast reduction.
Yeah.
I don't think they do full genital reassignment until after 18. Right. I think that's pretty universal. The group acknowledged potential risks, but said it was unethical to withhold early treatments, which can improve psychological well-being and reduce suicide risk.
Yes, yes. We're talking about someone's fucking healthcare in legislation, which is nuts. Here, I'll fix it. How does someone identify? Accept them. Okay, that's it. Get out of everybody's fucking genitals, you wackos. Jesus. Republicans, they want to watch you pee.
In Oklahoma, it's irresponsible for anybody in healthcare to provide or recommend life-altering surgeries that may later be regretted.
It's irresponsible to be so fucking stupid. Read a book, you stupid fuck.
They'll seize on there may be a tiny, tiny, tiny fraction of 1%.
Yeah.
Of those that transition and then regret it.
Right.
And it's a tiny, 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 tiny fraction.
It's crazy because it's...
But that's what the Republicans sees on.
You know, it's someone's healthcare. I think of this as similar to like abortion or something. We're talking about legislating what goes on between somebody and their fucking doctor.
They love that.
It's stupid. It's crazy.
Kathy Wren, a spokesperson for the National LGBTQ Task Force, said she believes these bills are the product of, quote, a permissible climate of hate. Exactly.
Yeah.
Driven by disinformation and fear-mongering that made anti-LGBTQ rhetoric more palatable in the years since Trump's election.
Yeah.
Like I said, that boiled down urine is happening in the Republican Party. Yeah. We're witnessing it.
The orcs are on the loose. I mean, it's just so stupid. And most of the country don't feel like that. That's the crazy thing. Do you think, how many people out of 10 want that drag legislation? None.
Countrywide? One.
Yeah. It's negligible, if any. This is a few lunatics.
Also in the news, thanks for joining us this Faithless Friday, everybody. And thanks to all the lunatic Christians for providing material.
I mean, why would we set up a government where, like, say, Los Angeles gets the same representation as a big old area in South Dakota? What do we expect to happen? Right? This is what happens. Right?
Yeah.
It's fucking dumb as shit.
And in fact, a new study is out.
Yes.
This is going to be a shocker. Survey finds classical fascist anti-Semitic views are widespread in the United States.
Classical fascist anti-Semitic views.
Yeah.
That sounds like a horrible category on Jeopardy. But not most people feel that way.
At points in the past half century, many U.S. anti-Semitism experts throughout this country could be aging out of it, thought the country could be aging out of it, that hostility and prejudice against Jews was fading in part because younger Americans held more accepting views than older ones.
Right.
But...
Yes?
A survey released yesterday shows how widely held such beliefs are still in the United States today.
Who do we have to thank for this? Like a Nick Fuentes?
Well, you know.
I mean, a lot of people.
I would suggest not a Democrat.
Right. I mean, all this, yeah, that's great. What the fuck?
The research includes rare detail about the particular nature of anti-Semitism, how it centers on tropes of Jewish people as clannish, conspiratorial, and holders of power.
God, I mean, just listening to that, it just makes me think of dumb. I'm sorry. It's all about the dumb, ignorant, fucking redneck motherfuckers that believe this shit, though. I mean, it's just you guys are such basic fucking morons.
Not all rednecks.
It's outside. Whatever. It's like the people here, you fucking idiots. You dumb shitbags. Get your face out of your meth pile.
The survey shows that, quote, anti-Semitism in its classical fascist form is emerging again. Oh, classical.
Oh, look. Look at that turd that just popped out. Oh, the classical fascist form.
Anti-Semitism in its classical fascist form is emerging again in American society, where Jews are too secretive and powerful, working against interests of others, not sharing their values, exploiting the classical conspiratorial tropes.
Are Americans just dumb, paranoid motherfuckers thinking everybody's coming for their shit and their kids, their dumb fucking kids and all their fucking shit? Nobody wants your shit. Nobody wants your kids.
The study uses a new version of surveys they've been doing in America since the 1960s.
Yes.
In order to get at the specific nature of anti-Semitism.
Yeah.
Its new metric is centered on affirming or rejecting 14 statements.
Okay.
Including, do Jews have too much control and influence on Wall Street?
Shut the fuck up.
And are more, well, this is the survey.
Oh, yeah, I'm answering, though.
Are more Jews willing than others to use shady practices to get what they want?
It's a joke. Come on.
No, this is...
No one's answering yes to this shit. Come on. The survey.
It sounds like they are. And that means it's probably even worse because what kind of wouldn't you lie?
If you're this stupid, no one has to conspire against you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
No one has to conspire if you're this dumb.
are Jews so shrewd that other people do not have a fair chance?
Come on, this is so stupid. Yeah, pirate, that's Jews are shrewd Jews.
Jews are too smart?
I can't get nothing.
I don't know that I've really heard that one.
Christ.
That where they've admitted that where they've admitted the Jews are too smart and that, well, that nobody else has a fair chance.
Well,
I don't,
Trump would say that, right? Is there a quote from him saying that he always has a Jewish attorney or a Jewish
Well, for his
account.
Like yeah, 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 yeah.
So I think that's
why he fired the black guy.
Yeah. God, that's crazy. People are answering, yeah, man, now that you mention it, yes, I is.
Well, I never really thought of it that way.
I'm shitting myself.
Now I really want to find this survey.
God damn it. I want to be protected from the people that answer poorly. God, get the fuck away from me, you idiots.
I want to see these 14 questions.
God, can we ever have anything nice in this goddamn country?
Here we go. Oh my God, this is scary. 70% agree that Jews stick together more than other Americans.
Wait, does that mean they could mean, I mean, none of this is good. I mean, they mean, no, they just mean, what do you mean? Like they stick together?
This is the dumbest.
This is a joke. This is not the survey people have taken. Them Jews really stick together more than anybody else.
53%. This is descending.
Everyone is so
belief.
Stupid.
So that was the worst one.
God, Shelby, 53%
believe Jews in business go out of their way to hire other Jews. Now at least we're going to be under half, but still way too many.
Yeah,
39% think this is amazing. 39% think Jews are more loyal to Israel than America.
Jeez, that is great. Why are we such simpleton motherfuckers? Why would you think that?
38% think Jews always like to be at the head of things.
Wait a sec. Yeah.
Oh my God.
God dang, man.
Oh, this country's so fucked up.
Listen, I what was the one right before that one? The one at the end?
Jews are more loyal to Israel.
What does that mean? Does that mean people think that the Jews are spying on us? For Israel or some shit like that.
God. 36% believe that Jews do not share my values.
I think that would be 100% because they don't.
Yeah, I don't think that's necessarily a bad point. Yeah.
No, I don't think they do.
26%, this is scary, like a quarter of people believe that Jews have too much power in the business world.
Jeez, this is so stupid. Why? When are we going to... You know, I remember, you know, January 6th, the insurrection?
I remember.
Okay. Supposedly, there somebody was talking about all the anti-Semitic symbology on people's clothing and on the signs and shit.
Oh, yeah. There was a couple of people that were... It wasn't even symbolic. It was it was outward...
Not really, not symbology so much as like...
I hate Jews, you know, on a t-shirt.
It's just, we just have such a dumb society.
24%. 24% think that Jews in business are so shrewd that other people don't have a fair chance.
Yeah, I got a chance! Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I got a chance then, Jews. Days.
24% think Jews have too much control and influence on Wall Street.
Yes.
21%, that's 1 out of 5, think Jews don't care what happens to anyone but their own kind.
Listen to that. If someone is agreeing with that statement, listen to what it's saying.
And
crazy.
You talk about projection.
Yeah. I mean,
these foul Christians.
Right. Oh, yes. You're saying these are white.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
They have these same. They're bad people.
20% think Jews have too much power in the United States today. 20%. Jews are more willing than others to use shady practices to get what they want.
Okay.
Oh, they're going to cheat at Monopoly.
I mean, yeah. Shame.
19%.
Shame.
Jews have a lot of irritating faults.
But what is the cross section of people that we're looking? Not general people.
Yeah, this,
in general,
the sampling
just Republicans.
No.
Is people in general?
Yeah, I think so.
Jeez. How sad.
A representative sample of American population.
Ugh.
From September through October of 2022.
Okay. Well, okay. I was going to spin this, but you really can't.
19% think Jews have a lot of irritating faults.
That's right.
17% think Jews are not warm and friendly.
Oh, my God. Listen to you.
I know a lot of really nice Jews.
Someone saying that isn't that warm and friendly. How are they warm and
16%
friendly?
16% think Jews are not as honest
as
other business people.
Oh, my God. That's right. That's a good point. Hey, I agree that one.
So there you go. That's a survey.
Jesus Christ, these dumb fucks are filling out a survey, then they're drinking some fucking moonshine that's off just a bit, that's been sifted through a radiator. Then they're blind, they can't fucking see.
Yeah.
This is wild fucking...
Dabbling in the classical. Classical fascism.
God, everybody.
It's Wagner, right?
Yeah, everyone's dumb. Yes.
It's
Wagner. Hell yeah.
I like that Wagner.
I got Wagner. I got Wagner on my horn, on my ringtone.
Also in the news, do I have a clip? Let me see.
The Q shaman running around like a fucking idiot with horns on his head, shitting all over the place. That's who they fucking are.
Well, yeah.
That is exactly who they are. They're insane.
Yes.
Don't tread on me. Don't shit on me, motherfucker.
Apparently the
schism
continues in the infighting on the Christian right among these pastors.
Oh yeah, I love this shit.
Because this is the guy that got kicked out of their second lease. I don't know where he's at, but this is Christian hate preacher Jonathan Shelley of the Steadfast Baptist Church.
Boy.
I think in Texas. I don't know if he's still there.
Right. This guy can't find a fucking church.
But, you know, Greg Locke has been taking swipes at these people.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And this guy takes swipes back.
Right.
I mean, you got people like Greg Locke out there, divorced his wife, married the secretary, and is now pastoring some kind of crazy, weird psycho church.
Pastor, you got thrown out. His tent is bigger than five everybody's houses in that place put together.
I thought yesterday that Alex Jones was summed up by that journalist poorly when they said it right wing, whatever the fuck. But the way he describes Greg Locke's church, what he says, a psycho what? That's a perfect summation.
Some kind of crazy, weird psycho church.
Perfect. Nail on the head. Good job.
But he
crazy,
got
weird psycho.
What
church.
About his?
I don't know. Is his worse than Greg's? Dude, I don't know. I'm thinking about Greg Locke differently. I'm thinking about his neighbors. It's like, we're going to put the house on the market.
Park in Larry's lawn.
They're going to.
Remember Larry's that one?
Larry's going to put the house on the market. There's not an event at the church tonight. I'm going to have an open house, and you know what I mean? And maybe somebody will buy this fucking place.
Yeah, don't park on Larry's lawn.
Do you have to disclose to people that that's there if you're selling your house, that you live next to Greg Locke? If you're selling your house?
You think you only show it when...
Yes, I do.
When Jesus is dark?
Do the crabs want a house there? Does somebody...
20 years ago. 20 years ago, maybe 25, 30, I think back in the late 90s when I first said this, I remember hearing all the news reports, and I remember hearing the people that interview on the news, and I'm sitting there, my mind divided it all up, checking out the scripture while they're talking, and these guys on there, and they were saying, it's wrong for you to judge me. I was born like this. I can't help it. I've never liked girls. I've always liked boys. It's been in me ever since I had, and I
can't help it.
I was going to say that too.
I can't help it.
This is, where is he from?
This is Danny Castle.
I can't help it.
Who's been around for 1,000 years, obviously.
I can't help it.
Morganton, North Carolina, hey, at the Shining Light Baptist Church.
Nah, you fucking idiot.
Pastor Danny Castle. He's also on the radio.
Oh, okay. Danny Castle.
He's got a radio show.
I can't help it. Yeet, 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 yeet.
I've been in me ever since I had, and I remember people on them talk shows like Phil, Dr. Phil, and people like that. And I remember sitting there thinking, you know what they're doing? They are convincing the whole generation that they're just as natural as it can be. And just like you've born to like the opposite sex, we're born to like the same sex. Jesus. And the generation bought it. They bought that lie.
They bought that lie.
You fucking bottom feeder.
They bought that
fucking
lie.
Fucking idiot. Listen to his... God, just think about the ignorance. Is what do you think the general reading level is of his fucking fan base?
Yeah.
The people that gobble this shit the fuck. What do you read? What I'm level just, are you reading on, you fucking homophobic idiots?
You know, it's all white people. All I could see is the back of a lot of white people's heads.
God.
Some few guitars sitting on the stage.
They can't help it. You can't help it.
And some really strange hair on some of the dudes.
I want to see.
I don't know. It's like Aryan Nation kind of. No. Shaved on the sides, but with like some weird poodle-ish thing on the top. It's fucking
no, that's Proud Boy shit. Absolutely, yeah. I've seen that. That's Proud Boy shit.
And I remember sitting there thinking, and I preached it at New Manor, and I preached it here over 20 years ago. I said this.
And I preach it every time a cock comes through that glory hole on Thursday nights. I can't help it.
Let this generation of homosexuals convince us they're born like that, the next generation of pedophiles is going to convince us they were born like that. And if you apply that same logic, you'd have to agree with them.
Again, Jesus homosexuality Christ. To these idiots is the exact same thing as pedophilia.
When
we all know that instances of heterosexual pedophilia dwarf incidences of homosexual pedophilia.
They can't help it. They can't help it.
I mean, the priests, have made made an art out of it. And a lot of the priests also did a little girls. But
yes,
when you create a system where it's a weekly boy buffet...
Yes.
In robes for the priest.
Yes.
That is going to do some diddling.
Right.
And then cover up that shit.
Fuck him. I mean, it's crazy. This guy looks like Kenneth Copeland. He's got the Kenneth Copeland.
Well, this guy's ancient. Yeah.
He's got a big head. These big old fucking hands. He can't hip it.
Can't hip it.
I you know what?
If we let this generation of homosexuals convince us they're born like that, the next generation of pedophiles is going to convince us they're born like that too.
He's pretty, you know, this guy is, even for the people, the crazy people we play, his voice is very interesting. But I got to tell you, if he doesn't speak in tongues, then I think, I don't know if he...
You think he's a poser?
I do. You know Kenneth Copeland. I want to hear the baga baga booty booty. You know what I mean? I mean, why wouldn't you do that? That's what I don't understand. Just speak in tongues, too. I mean.
Oh, well, now that you... this is fascinating.
Okay.
The Word of God for a few minutes tonight. Amen. If you came to this church 52 Sunday nights in a row... 152 in a row. You wouldn't hear me do what I'm going to do tonight, but I said I was going to do it, and so I'm going to this evening, and going to try to teach you what the Bible says about a subject that's got a lot of people confused.
Okay.
Many.
Right.
Tens of thousands. Yea, millions.
Okay.
And tonight... I'm going to look at what the Bible says
about
speaking in tongues.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
His mic is so hot.
It's, yeah, he's way overmodulated. It's not my fault.
Sound guy. Fire that guy. Ruining it.
He doesn't speak in tongues. I'm going to spoiler alert.
What the fuck?
TLDR.
Man? He isn't able to do it.
He doesn't.
That fell.
Skipping.
And the 11 were standing there and they watched him go up. That's who they is in verse 10.
Oh, he's, you know, he's.
That's who
they
is.
He's pulling shit out of that stupid Bible and somehow justifying why he don't speak in tongues.
Is this dumb fucking.
So there's your
dialect
answer.
Thing. Okay.
He does not speak in tongues.
Right. Is this dialect thing he's doing? I don't know no better. I can't help it. Is this an act?
North Carolina? For the idiots?
Is this an act for the idiots? Because this is a little thick, isn't it?
It could be.
I can't help it. He's really.
He is in North Carolina.
Okay.
I guess.
I mean, geez, did he roll out of the hills? Sorry, I don't mean to be a fucking dickhead, but you know. I can't help it.
And another sad survey, depending on how you look at it.
Yeah.
That in the years since the pandemic began, church attendance, particularly among young people, has plummeted.
Of course. No, let's all go do communion and spread.
Hastening good. Problem for religious leaders that was already bleak to begin with.
Yeah, how are we getting to heaven now that we're not going to church, everyone?
A latest study from the American Enterprise Institute and the University of Chicago.
Okay.
Beautiful campus.
Right.
Great
nice.
School.
It's where Obama was from. Is from.
The researchers found that religious identity didn't change very much over the past few years, but church attendance took a sharp hit.
Oh, shit, guys.
Among people under 30.
Kaboom!
Especially during the pandemic.
Get the fuck out of here, Jesus. You're old news. You've been fired. We don't give a shit anymore.
Mostly singles, liberals, and young people shifted away.
That's right.
From going to any religious services.
Right.
And shocking is the speed of desertion and the fact that every single demographic is less likely now to attend church than before.
Sorry. Looks like it's time to pivot, you crooks. Figure it out. How are you going to get their money? So they're going to be fighting. All these churches now will be fighting for a smaller customer base.
Well, again, and crazier.
Right, that is the good thing for them. Maybe the smaller group of people will give them more money.
Right. Now, this isn't that they don't believe in God anymore, it says. That's a different that's a different issue.
Okay.
But more and more people are saying they believe in the higher power, but they don't believe in the church part of it.
Yeah, that's fine.
And the bullshit.
Yeah, of course. That's fine. Whatever, man. It's nice to, you know, it's nice for some people to walk around and think, shit, I'm not getting, you know, there's no tallies going against me. Like if I cross against the light, is Jesus like, hey, fuckhead, that's one against.
You know? That's
you jaywalked.
That's 10 minutes in the fires of hell for you.
You jaywalked. I don't know if it's British. You jaywalked. Get in the furnace.
But also good news is that these young people that are dropping out of churches and are not dropping out of community, they seem to be becoming more politically active.
Damn. Oh, shit. Maybe we can have GASP. Some atheists, some people that aren't ashamed to say they're fucking atheists.
Well, I don't care if you're, even if you're a believer, just keep it out of your fucking
legislature. I like to know.
Democratic caucus is Christian.
But if there's an out atheist, you're going to get my attention because I'm like, this guy isn't going to be encumbered by shit in his head. And he wants me to know that. That means I like that person, I think. Maybe, you know.
Andy Dick arrested again, two charges, public intoxication and failure to register as a sex offender. Andy Dick doing well, everybody.
It's not funny, but it's funny. I don't know. But he's not allowed to go in the theater named after him at Improv Olympic. in Hollywood.
He was ultimately booked into a detention center on two charges, being under the influence of alcohol in public.
Damn.
And then they found out he hadn't registered as a sex offender.
I didn't know he's a sex offender. What happened with him? Did he shove his dick to somebody?
Yeah, or I think he grabbed somebody's dick.
Oh, okay.
Jeez. Second arrest in 8 months for him. He was busted in Santa Barbara in October for allegedly stealing power tools from someone's garage.
What the fuck,
He was also arrested last May when he was accused of sexual battery, and the arrest was live streamed.
Wait,
that's the only gig he's been able to
get. God damn. Well, listen, Andy, what tools mess. Was he stealing?
Who the hell
I need a Dremel.
Who the hell knows? Oh, R.I.P. Lisa Marie Presley. Yes. Very, very sad. Way too young.
Yeah.
Also, I guess it's a lot of the entertainment kind of news. We do have a Ye sighting.
Kanye.
Yeah, they...
Here's what I like about Hitler.
With a mystery woman.
These Nazis aren't so bad, says
Spotted Ye. Out in Beverly Hills.
Oh, yeah?
Outside or inside the Waldorf Astoria in Beverly Hills.
Okay.
Oh, smell them.
That's nice.
Is that the one they had that great Sunday brunch kind of thing? Was that the Waldorf?
I don't know.
So Ye is around. He hasn't vanished off of the face of the planet. Everyone was worried and wondering.
Right. What was going on? I mean, was he at the restaurant telling someone about the good deeds of Hitler? Or?
With some mystery woman.
Oh, yes. He goes, look, in the ragu, in the tomato sauce, I'm going to make a swastika. It's my favorite. if you're hanging out with Kanye, don't you start with, hey, listen, are you a Nazi? Are you a Nazi? Just curious. I mean,
What did you? Where would you vote on these 14 questions? Do you believe the Jews?
Oh my God! Jeez.
I wonder how Ye voted.
Now we know how he voted.
This is from. Oh, this is crazy shit. This is why Stalin, sent his non-friends.
Yes.
To Siberia.
Oh yeah, yeah.
The coldest air on Earth plunged into Siberia this week, dropping temperatures to 80 degrees Fahrenheit below zero.
No, that was in Chicago.
That ain't wind chill.
My first winter there, the wind chill was that. The wind chill was that.
This is not wind chill.
That is crazy. Then that's climate change and people can't live there. That's too fucking cold. Fuck all of that.
An expansion of that cold is expected across Eastern Asia into early next week and eventually North America.
Yeah. Oh, perfect.
According to forecasters.
God, I'm doing a show tonight outside in a fucking alley.
Yeah, and it's definitely Florida in January because it was. We were in shorts and t-shirts. It was 75 2 days ago, and then it's going to freeze tonight or 32, 33 tonight. The bitter cold not only allowed temperature benchmarks that have not been hit in decades in some parts of Russia, but the extreme weather also created an icy spectacle as firefighters battled a fire in sub-zero temperatures in Ufa, Russia, with massive icicles clinging to the home amid the anomalous
Literally,
cold.
Literally, they're having to beat winter back with it's crazy. Winter is coming. Climate change is coming. We're fucked. We're going to have to fight the weather. Save the planet. We got to kill the planet before it kills us.
Headlining the exceptional cold were temperatures reading from the northern Siberian town of Zhilinda, which dropped to 80 degrees below zero Fahrenheit.
Dear Jesus, suck my dick.
62.1 Celsius.
There's no way God exists. If God existed, then he should go fuck off for letting anybody. What of God's children's living 80, negative 80? Fuck you.
Oh, both on Wednesday morning and Thursday morning, they hit 80
below.
Oh, okay,
perfect. What's the difference? These icicles readings, are coming for me.
These readings were the coldest in the station since 1942, represented new records for the month of January, but also the lowest temperatures recorded in all of Russia since 2002.
Shit. I mean, now you got me thinking, maybe Trump does have a point. I mean, what if we burn the snow?
How can there be global warming if it was 80 below?
Do we have to shoot the snow gotcha. Or burn it? This is these icicles. I don't want to get stabbed by the fucking icicle. Fuck you.
The driving force behind the cold is a trough of low pressure that has been slowly moving easterly across northern Asia over the past few days.
I mean, if you did nuke that, then the weather would be different, you know. It might not be as cold.
Oh, it's going to hit North Korea. It's going to be real great and lovely in North Korea.
Oh, jeez, man.
A lot of people are probably going to die.
Yeah.
The bitter cold in Asia stands in stark contrast to what has been a much warmer than average start in 2023 for much of North America.
God,
following a brief bitter cold snap at Christmas, that warm weather will continue for most of the United States into next week.
You know, a lot of people on this planet aren't lucky enough to live somewhere where there's heat, you know, and we are. But yet, for some reason, there's a comedy show outside tonight downtown.
Are they going to put up some of those trees, those heat trees?
Yeah, it's so stupid. It's like the restaurant's going to be empty. It's just like, beg these people to let you do it in the hallway next to the bathroom even.
49 degrees here right now as we're broadcasting live. Yeah. Chicago, 30 degrees at the moment.
Oh, okay. That's nothing.
If you care, Rome is 49.
People in Chicago are like, I'm tanning my balls today. It's fucking, it's a balmy 30 degrees in January.
Tucker Carlson.
Oh, yeah. Tucker's like, I've got my sack out.
I'm taking off all my.
Oh, what are you doing? I'm just leaving Alex Jones on red all day because I don't really like him.
I'll be doing a headstand at Grant Park Beach.
Did you feel bad?
Out in the sun.
Did you feel bad that Alex Jones is so. I feel bad that Tucker disses him and never gets back to him. I mean, that must hurt his feelings.
Yeah, well, he kind of got back to him once
Not
in a
really.
While.
You made a video for some. You know, Alex, you made that video for Tucker, and it took him 7 hours to reply. He wasn't doing anything. Tucker doesn't do anything all day. He sits around.
He's got a show. He's very busy.
No, he's not. He has. I think there's a clone that does a show, and he just stays in the basement raping children. I don't know.
What is this?
Georgia, obviously, you've seen in the past couple seasons now, really, they've taken hold of college football.
I don't know what's happening. Oh, I don't know what that means.
It's time to dance.
I thought it was a quote of something, but I should have vetted that. Sorry. Yeah.
That's what the Republicans said about Sarah Palin.
That they should have vetted her?
Yeah, they should have vetted that.
Dr. Dre fighting the good fight.
Yes.
Took down Marjorie Taylor Greene's account for a few minutes.
Oh, shit.
Taking legal action against her for using his music without permission.
Yeah, man. Hey, Marjorie Taylor Greene, newsflash. Dr. Dre doesn't want his music used in your shit. Is that hard to imagine?
You are wrongfully exploiting the work Still D-R-E, the hit song.
Yeah.
Through the various social media outlets to promote your divisive and hateful political agenda.
Right.
Andre Young is the owner, that's Dr. Dre, of the copyright Still D-R-E with the exclusive right to exploit same. Yeah. Mr. Young has not and will never grant you permission to broadcast or disseminate any of his music. The use of Still Dre without permission constitutes copyright infringement, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
One might expect that as a member of Congress, you would have a passing familiarity with the laws of our country. It's possible, though, that the laws governing intellectual property are a little too arcane and insufficiently populist for you to really have spent much time on. We're writing because we think an actual lawmaker should be making laws, not breaking laws, especially those embodied in the Constitution by the founding fathers. This is from Dre's lawyers.
Oh, shit. Somebody's got some real lawyers whose hair isn't melting down the side of their face. Do you think Dr. Dre's lawyers are walking around farting?
Right, yeah,
having press conferences at law care
centers? Wait, let me
see
who signed it. Let me see. It might be Rudy. It's not.
Oh.
Howard King from King Holmes Paterno and Soriano LLP.
Like a lawyer that's reasonable, maybe.
Oh, and this is Howard King signing it whose name is at the top of all the partners.
Yeah. Yeah.
So he's Dre's lawyer.
Right.
The letter is awesome.
Yeah.
Demand is hereby made that you create, cease and desist from any further unauthorized use of Andre Young's music.
Yeah, go fuck yourself.
The letter shall constitute formal notice to you of the matter set forth herein. Accordingly, please provide me with written confirmation you've complied with the demands before January 11th.
Nazis don't get good music. Meanwhile, Nazis don't get good music.
I don't believe she did, and they copyright struck her on Twitter, and they took down her. They took down her account for a little bit.
Oh,
it's back
shit.
Up,
but, oh, it's back yeah. up. Okay. Well, I mean, you know, Marjorie. Whose music is she allowed to use? Ted Nugent?
Kid Rock, Ted Nugent.
Oh, yeah, Kid Rock. How sad. You guys don't have any good music. Name some good music they have. Just you've already said Kid Rock and Ted Nugent.
Bum diggy dong da dang dang ding dingy dingy dong.
Anybody better than that?
Cat Scratch Fever.
I guess that shit, the shitty guy from Journey, I guess. I mean, the Journey that's in with Paula White, that's some music you guys have. That's
right, but he wrote that with Journey.
Yeah, so that doesn't
with
really,
other people.
That's it. You can't count that, I guess.
That's what the guy on Journey says with the cease and desist
letters.
Don't
play any music.
Don't stop
your
believing.
Weird events with your fucked up wife's weird fucking events. So she's yelling, the African angels are coming to fuck us up. Don't stop believing.
Angels are coming from Africa. From Africa. Angels are coming from Africa.
With all better.
I hear a sound of an abundance of rain. I hear a sound of victory. The Lord says it is done. The Lord says it is done. The Lord says it is done.
My
it is done. It's it is done. 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 It is done. The Lord says it is done. The Lord says it is done.
Man, I tell you what, somebody really made that good. Shame on you for making that so good. We paid her. We wrote her checks. The American people paid Shabali Dong Ding Dongy to be our religious spiritual fucknut in the White House, right?
Yeah.
During the Trump administration, she was paid.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Lord, stop it. Stop it.
Modarabaka sakatara baka sakatara.
Paula White.
You know, when she does the tongues, I experience or I picture that it's, you remember those, the aliens, the movie, the Ridley Scott movie?
Yeah, sure.
One of the little aliens that pop out of people's stomachs. That's how I, that's what.
She's something's popping out of her?
No, she's
or
that
she's
thing.
Popping out of something.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
Somebody. She's that thing popping out of someone.
Yeah, I would. Yeah,
she's very good at that, though. The tonguing.
Yeah, we did pay her out of taxpayer money to be some religious liaison for Trump.
Lala faga doo doo.
We also have in the news,
these African angels are coming in later.
Lord says this is done.
Okay.
From the vagina to the pouch. It's...
What?
Did anyone on your bingo card have Rudy Giuliani talking about how kangaroos give birth?
What the shit?
From the vagina... to the pouch.
Okay.
He says.
In what context?
This is on his podcast.
Still? In what way? What is he talking about?
Well, let me play it here. Wait, let me. Oh, I got to rewind. Where the fuck is it? Here it is.
From the vagina to the pouch.
Jeez.
It stays connected, to, I guess, to the hair or something. Or the body. And it makes its way into the pouch. Now, this is even more remarkable. Now it's a 14.
And it finds you're going to kill the baby kangaroo, you fuck.
For baby. New baby. Because there are four. New baby, come along baby, pretty well developed baby, and baby that's already out but coming back for a little milk from mommy. When somebody has moved along, let's say here or here, and, she can give birth again and another one comes, and then this all closes down, and this one takes from the vagina.
Shit, Rudy. Somebody help that guy. He needs mouth-to-mouth. He needs ass-to-mouth resuscitation. He's not going to make it.
Highbrow entertainment, everybody.
Well, it's Rudy the Teddy. Rudy Tootie's in town tonight.
And I'm what crying from laughing so hard.
What is he talking about anyway? He's just like, I guess he's talking about.
Yeah, I don't. I'm still trying to figure out what the.
Is this podcast?
From the vagina to the pouch. It stays connected, to, I guess, to the hair or something, or the body, and it makes its way into the pouch. Now, this is even more remarkable. In the pouch are four teats.
What?
Four teats. He's counting his fingers to let us know okay. What four. Apparently, he's LARPing.
Is he winding up to a point why they need to
as a
do,
kangaroo tit.
About how Trump won Arizona.
Teats. 1, 2, 3, 4. And it finds the right one for baby. New baby. There are four.
The fuck?
New baby, coming along baby, pretty well developed baby, and baby that's already out but coming back for a little milk from mommy. When somebody has moved along, let's say here or here, she can give birth again and another one comes, and then this all closes down. And this one takes
is he drunk?
From, yes. From the
is he shit face?
Of course.
You mommy with the milk and he comes down. You can go back to the fart noises and this is so much better.
This is what you get on Rudy Giuliani's Common Sense podcast, everybody.
Oh my God. I'm trying. What is his point?
I have no idea.
What
the fuck knows?
Why do we need to know?
I don't know. That's the only clip I have.
This is the way a kangaroo gives birth. Okay. And that
from the vagina
happens.
To the pouch.
From the pouch. He's looking for the teat. He's looking for the proper teat.
That's Rudy Giuliani, everybody.
Jeez, man, that's a boy. How many takes did it take for him to lay those down? I mean, one take. Well,
tell us what you told people in January.
Involved in this. Oops.
In January, February of 19, 9 months before they concocted this sting off the Zelensky phone call. Rudy Giuliani.
Well, I mean, first of all, I have to credit some sources in Ukraine for this as well, because they were picking this. The reality is that once the Russian collusion hoax ran out of steam, which it should have almost on day one. I mean, they got a lot out of that. They had to come up with something else. They virtually
damn,
just projected
like a crossbow bolt.
The conversation that Biden had.
Okay, anyway.
It was an assassination attempt.
Any excuse for me to play a Rudy clip with farting underneath it?
So you got to do some Matrix shit to avoid that one. That was deadly.
Lordy. So that's Rudy. That's Rudy on the War Room podcast, of course.
War Room,
with Steve,
no fucking shit, Steve, man.
Not in the same room.
Right.
Well, no.
It's like nuclear fucking war in your diaper there, Rudy.
Rudy's at his own place.
Somebody light a fucking.
What is this one?
Somebody light a cigarette.
I don't know. It's a picture of Rudy holding a baby monkey. Joke. I don't know what's going on.
What a mess, literally.
Yeah.
Jeez, Rudy. Your face is melting. Don't.
What's going on?
Yeah.
Well, you've got to change this. You've got to become more serious about voting, about politics, about the role that politics has in our life. And in what kind of an America we're going to pass on to our children. What's going on?
Listeners?
Well, you've got to.
I don't know. We have a lot of listeners. Still mom, hanging in, our beloved mom, hangers oners.
My mom turned us off, I bet.
also
Faithless
in the news,
Friday.
It is Faithless Friday,
Jesus.
and Rudy Fart Friday.
Yeah.
This is from the also from the HuffPo that Attorney General of our neighboring state here of Alabama.
Fuck you.
has now confirmed what many abortion rights advocates have been warning about.
Yes.
That they want to go after women for using medicated abortions.
Oh, like pills?
Yes.
Shit, man. So instead of that, you want
prosecuted
to have...
Okay.
You want to arrest people. Oh, we're getting back to you being a Nazi. Then that's Nazi shit, isn't it? That's Nazi shit.
Despite the state's abortion ban explicitly stating that it does not criminalize the woman who's pregnant.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
But the new attorney general wants to change that.
Hell yeah.
A spokesperson for State Attorney General Steve Marshall told the conservative outlet 1819 News.
Oh, God. Is that some... What is that? Is the... Some
who the fuck knows cares, what happened in 1819?
Goofy shit. 1819. What was it like back then? Oh, slavery. Pretty shitty. No penicillin. No, nothing. No Diet Coke. No Starbucks.
The United States and Spain defined the western limits of the Louisiana Purchase.
Oh, that's what I was going to say. I was going to say that. The Louisiana Purchase. We're going to buy this whole swath of property for nothing. For a ping pong ball.
Yeah, I don't know what it means.
Yeah, you know what it means? Some fucking bullshit. People, who knows? Some fucking...
Oh, 1819 News is a nonprofit LLC that derives its namesake from the year Alabama was founded.
Hell yeah!
Year of our Lord, 1819.
Does it say that at the end even? No. Is it necessary to say that? We know it's a year of our Lord, you fucks! No.
And we are a proud supporter of the state's motto, We Dare Defend Our Rights!
Oh my God. Nine!
You know what that's about.
Oh, that's a civil war. That's a civil war, right?
Yeah. We dare defend our rights.
Boo. Hey, sorry. These are people that don't want to get rid of the heritage that's littered all over the parks.
My heritage.
Right. They don't want to. They want to keep all the Robert E. Lee shit.
Wow. I'm scrolling through their diverse staff here at 1819 News.
Nine.
Wait.
1819 News.
And all white.
Boo.
Shocking.
Start your hood.
Every single person.
Fuck you.
The president, CEO, editors, editors at large, reporters. Everybody's white.
Right.
The Attorney General of Alabama told this 1819 News although Alabama's near total abortion ban, the Human Life Protection Act. Isn't that a joke?
That's a good one.
It does not penalize a pregnant woman seeking an illegal abortion, but he plans to rely on an older law to prosecute anyone seeking abortion care in the state.
That sounds fun, doesn't it? Doesn't that sound fun, everyone? We're going to find an older law to arrest people getting the health care they need. Isn't that fun? Let's do that, Alabama. Dumb shit bang.
They have something called the chemical endangerment law that they're using.
Don't endanger my chemicals!
First passed in 2006 to protect children from dangerous fumes and chemicals found in home-based meth labs.
Ah, no! this isn't about abortifacients, right? It's not.
No,
it's a meth lab.
They were trying to, find a way to add more charges to people that had meth labs.
Yeah, and you desperate motherfuckers, don't you think this is a reach?
But not long after,
yes,
conservative district attorneys got little Stiffenpeckers starting to apply that law to pregnant women that were using drugs.
Oh, I see.
Oh, you used a drug while you're pregnant. We're going to charge you with chemical endangerment of your baby.
You know, I feel like these people are more like the zombies in the movie Walking Dead. The politicians. They're fucking idiots. I'm sorry, Mr. Giuliani. We're going to have to take you to the changing tables. I mean, I'm certain we're going to have to get rid of that diaper. Oh, my God. You and Trump.
Again, kudos to Mr. Pointless on YouTube.
Yes, thank you.
Who posted the video, 3 hours of farting.
Oh, thank you. And I hope you're okay.
It has 17.
After recording that.
Plus million views.
This guy, yes. Well, he sat for 3 hours and farted, correct? To create this? That's amazing.
Oh, you think he performed all of these himself?
I do. I think that's disgusting and a miracle. That's a disgusting miracle.
One of the top comments, I'm sitting here with my 7 and 4-year-olds laughing uncontrollably.
Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy, man. It's the body's hilarious. Who knew? I mean, if you pull the right levers, people will laugh. You can either use your words or a fart. Isn't that nice?
This person says the one at 3659. Okay. Oh.
Play that one again.
That was kind of a ripper. 3659.
Oh, that's
Here we go. Nope, next one. Nope, next one. Okay. There you go. It was that wet ripper there.
That is disgusting. We all have problems.
That's one of the top upvoted.
Yay!
Sections.
Right.
So the Alabama Attorney General is going to try to find some way to criminalize women that get a pharmaceutical abortion.
Somebody text my mom and let her know we're done with the farting part.
Which is most, by the way.
Yes.
Abortions these days are, you know, if you're early.
Well, we're going to arrest you.
Now they tell you to take these pills.
Hands
and stuff
up.
Like that.
You ain't going to take no abortion pill. We's going to arrest you.
And I wonder what color of person most of the women that were charged for chemically endangering their babies was.
Well, you know.
In Alabama.
Well, a lot of this has to do with law enforcement and they generally target certain people and. Well,
I wonder.
Yeah, really. I mean, how is that going to go down, though? I mean, let's say there's a law against taking the abortion pill or whatever the fuck it is. How do you get arrested for that? Who arrests you? I mean, I know it's the Nazis.
The Popo, yeah.
The Nazis. We'll say the Nazis. But how do they find you?
Someone rats on you.
A brown shirt?
Or a neighbor, or that's what they're trying to do in like Texas and shit, right? Like
we
trying
need a
to
list
get
of people that rat, then because fuck that, that's bullshit. Fuck all that shit. God damn, you fucking.
You want
Nazi.
A list of the people that keep lists?
Yes,
of people.
No, I mean, I think if you're gonna rat on somebody for getting an abortion with the intent on getting them arrested, I think you should be on a list. I want to know who the fuck you are. Is that bad? I mean, I'm not saying. It's not an enemies list per se, but it's a shitbag list, right? Or that's illegal.
Did you see this one? This one is amazing.
Yes.
Kevin McCarthy.
9!
Told a reporter this week that he is open to the idea of, quote, expunging Trump's second impeachment from the record.
You fucking bitch, Kevin. Oh my God. If you bend over and spread your asshole apart, I can look up there and see sunlight coming through your fucking throat, you fuck. You fucking loser. What kind of bitch is this? Who is this? Kevin McCarthy.
Trump narrowly escaped conviction in the Senate as several Republicans there joined with Democrats to support removal and disqualification. This was after January 6th.
Well, this little fuck McCarthy's going to expunge one of them.
McCarthy said, I would understand why members would want to bring that forward, saying the House is going to look at this idea.
Oh, my God, what you gave away. What you gave away to be the Speaker of the House. Oh, you trollop, you.
Legal experts were very quick to shoot down the idea. President of Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington, crew. Still, surely exhausted from Trump years.
They're drunk still.
Noah Bookbinder said, it's outrageous that Speaker McCarthy would consider expunging Trump's impeachments. Trump incited a violent insurrection and tried to overturn an election he lost. Congress should have banned him from office, but the Trump wing is now ascendant.
Yes, the Republicans are in charge, baby, in the House. So what do you fucking want? What do you expect?
Another law professor, Anthony Kreese, said, I'm not sure how this works. There's no precedent for an impeachment being expunged. Although in 1837, the Senate did expunge a censure against President Andrew Jackson over his plan to remove funds from the Bank of the United States.
Okay, that sounds reasonable. We have precedent back in 1837. Some evil fucking slave owner took a moment to stop raping someone to say, hey, let's, I don't know.
But writing for The Atlantic, Ron Brownstein said, more evidence that the whole elite GOP donor and strategist consensus is it's time to move past Trump. But apparently that hasn't reached the House GOP.
No, they have you. They had you at hello, or whatever that little kid says in that movie. They had you at hello.
So
had me at hello.
Look what the next 2 years are going to be
like. They love you.
I mean,
the maggots love Donald Trump.
It's going to be a nut show.
They love him though.
Well, yeah.
They love him so much.
Yeah. He's a moron racist. Like them.
That dumb fuck that lives a little ways from us has a Trump sign up.
You gotta narrow down.
No, you know, whatever. It's just like this guy has a Trump sign up. There's a few people.
Still,
Trump signs from when he ran before.
Yeah. He didn't cross out
Biden's side.
He didn't cross out Pence, though.
Yeah. That's nice. He thinks it, though. He wants to. Where's your Biden sign? Where's the Biden signs? Where are the Biden signs?
Yeah. And they talked about people that liked Obama, that they were in a cult. It's like, wait,
shit,
what?
Dude.
What?
What the fuck? What is... You're in a cult. You're in a cult.
Another disturbing sign.
But, yeah.
Unshocking. U.S. Representative Glenn Grothman.
Grothman.
From... Where is this motherfucker from?
Grossman?
What does it say?
That guy sounds familiar for some reason. Is he from Hell? Mordor?
Wisconsin.
Oh.
Wisconsin's 6th district. Now I gotta look that up and see where it's at.
I want some key. Meet me at Bean Snappers.
In my second home state. Mm-hmm. Wisconsin's congressional district. In eastern Wisconsin, based in the rural, suburban, and exurban communities between Madison, Milwaukee, and Green Bay. Okay. So there's no cities. It's in between.
Right.
It's a couple of smaller, like Fond du Lac.
It's cold as shit,
Sheboygan.
Though. People don't understand. Like, there are literally icebergs in that. What is that lake called? What is it called?
Lake Wisconsin?
No, the green something. The
green.
The body of water up there.
In Wisconsin?
Yeah, it's
the Wisconsin River, Lake Wisconsin.
No. Shit, I can't think of what it is. It's cold as shit. It's just so fucking cold. There's an iceberg in it.
On Friday morning, Grothman posted a picture on his Twitter of that said of him standing outside of his office door with a sign that says, yes, we're open. On the right, there's a seal of Congress that says, welcome, please come in. On the left is a plaque. It says, Representative Glenn Grothman, Wisconsin. It's number 1511, if you care.
Grothman.
Looks like there's a guest book to sign. American flag, POW-MIA flag, Wisconsin flag, and a Christian nationalist flag that says, appeal to heaven.
Yeah, well, listen, we're going to have this Nazi flag here. Don't worry about it. It's just an appeal to heaven. It's fine.
He tweeted with the 118th Congress underway, People's House has finally reopened to visitors. If you're in Wisconsin or Washington, D.C., I encourage you to stop by my office and say hello, as long as you're white.
Green Bay was what I was trying to think of. Green Bay was Wisconsin.
Oh.
This is around Green Bay, right?
South. Between Green Bay and Madison.
Oh, okay, okay.
But some of it's on Lake Michigan. Okay.
It's just so, you know, it's so cold down up there. I don't know what we want people to, I don't know. You just have to think clearly.
Right.
But it's freezing. I'm not excusing their behavior.
Green Bay's on Lake Michigan.
Oh, is it really?
Well, yeah, it's on Green Bay, actually, which is
in Lake Michigan.
Yeah. Right up there where the Youpers are.
Right up there with the Youpers. Fuck you.
The Upper Peninsula of Michigan.
Right. That's pejorative.
As they're called. Glenn Grothman, has a Christian nationalist flag connected to the January 6th attack on the Capitol.
Oh, okay.
Outside his office.
Oh, so it's like a relic.
He posted a picture of the flag showing an image of a pine tree and the phrase, an appeal to heaven, on a white background. A white flag with a pine tree and the phrase appeal to heaven is visible in the photo. His office did not respond to a request for comment. But experts say the flag has ties to a sect of Christian nationalism that was deeply connected to the planning of the January 6th riot.
Yay! An appeal to heaven doesn't sound creepy. What do you think that shit means?
A religious scholar told the Wisconsin Examiner that there were hundreds of appeal to heaven flags flying on the Capitol grounds on January 6th. And at least two documented instances in which the flags were flown by rioters who breached into the building.
I have never heard of this appeal to heaven bullshit.
I think we talked about it once where it was because it was the pine tree flag. And we didn't know what it was.
Oh, was this the one we saw downtown in Pensacola?
Maybe. Yeah.
Those creeps.
Yeah.
Yes. Appeal to heaven. Go ahead. Appeal to Disney World. Appeal to where's Thor from?
But the phrase is taken from philosopher John Locke. Okay. And is meant to symbolize citizens' rights to armed revolution against tyranny.
Oh, okay. Well, good. Of course, it's about guns and violence. Sure.
This historian said, it's a reference to John Locke saying human beings can appeal to government, but at some point you have to appeal to heaven. You have to have a revolution and fight it out. There's a revolutionary anti-democratic dimension to it. They're saying democracy isn't working, so we have to appeal to heaven for God's will be done.
You think God wants to help us? That's the crazy thing. Let's say God exists. Why in the fuck would you appeal to him at this point after how he's behaved? Why would you think he would want to help you?
This guy's research has found that a group of Christian leaders heavily involved in the planning of January 6th have adopted the flag as a symbol of their beliefs.
Yay, good. These lunatics. What do they do? Is there an appeal to heaven, like...
Oh, bloody.
Is there an appeal to heaven, like Facebook group? Do these people meet up?
Oh, probably.
And jack off and throw cereal on each other? God.
Hey.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
The flag has also been displayed in a number of state capitol buildings, including Arizona, Missouri, and Illinois.
Oh, yeah.
Former Pennsylvania gubernatorial candidate Doug Mastriano, that lunatic, appears to have a particular fondness for the flag, having made a number of television and public appearances with the flag nearby.
Woo! So much fun!
The prevalence of the pine tree flag could be viewed as a dog whistle signaling kinship between far right and white supremacist movements and the national or in the Christian nationalist and Christian dominionist movements.
Oh, good. That all sounds like so much fun, doesn't it?
Displaying the flag, as with many other right-wing memes, comes with a certain amount of plausible deniability.
Yes.
Because of its connection with the American Revolution, he says people can say they're just supporting their history. It's like the OK sign.
Oh, yeah,
that's not white power. It's an OK sign. What's wrong with you? Liptard, got ya.
Listen, you guys. I mean, is that the big inside joke that dumb liberals don't understand what that means, and so by flashing it, it's like you're getting one over on them?
Yeah, multi-layered, because initially they're saying that it was misconstrued, even though it's like a WP when you hold it like that. It's WP, white power.
God, I did not
white
know that. Power. That is the dumbest fucking shit ever. That's a W and that's a P.
That it was also that game, supposedly, like if you do this to someone and they see it, you get to hit them in the arm.
Yeah,
or some,
that's a fun game.
Some stupid shit like that. And it's just an okay sign.
Right.
So they can say.
Yes.
So then they started adopting it to drive the libs crazy.
Yes.
But also, it's a white power symbol.
Each other. It says, hey, I'm a Nazi, you're a Nazi.
Right.
Hey, let's go get a latte together.
It's not like they don't believe it.
I was at Starbucks and there were so many liberals. Then I saw this one Nazi sort of give the white power symbol.
We met in the bathroom.
Oh, yeah.
It's a coy symbol in some ways, this person says. It's become a potent Christian nationalism symbol. But when people get called on it, they say it's a reference to George Washington or some shit.
My fingers hurt.
It's unclear why Representative Grothman from Wisconsin chose to display the flag. I think it's clear.
Yeah.
But you know what he'll say. I want somebody to ask
Steve Scalise?
From Iowa.
Oh, Steve King.
Steve King.
Yes.
What was with the Confederate flag?
Yeah, because even if you have the worst knowledge of geography and someone said, is Iowa more in the north or the south of our country? And I guess you could say
north. And they weren't. They were in the Union.
You could even argue that, say, it's not in the north part of the country, maybe it's in our it's in the western, midwestern part.
So his office in Iowa had like a bunch of flags on the desk.
Is
and
it
one
true?
Of them was the Confederate fucking flag.
Was Des Moines burned? In the Civil War?
His God is my witness. I'll never be hungry again.
God
is my witness. I'll never be hungry again.
Where do the Cubs play in Iowa?
I forget the town.
Yeah. Where Gone with the Wind actually took place. Hilarious.
Gone with the Loss.
Yes. No wins. Rudy, get out of Iowa.
And I'm sure, like I said, if you ask this motherfucker about it, he'll be like, George Washington carried that.
Yeah, it's just you're being a snowflake.
Yeah, George Washington had slaves.
He had slaves too, you know.
We've got you got to hear this.
I've milked a few cows, spent most of my time walking behind lines of cows. So if you want some ideas on repro and the women's health thing, I have some definite opinions.
on reproduction. He's milked some cows and walked behind cows and seen their vajigis.
I feel bad for these cows. I mean, these poor cows are like, what are you doing today? This perv is going to squeeze milk out of my udder and then look at my vagina.
Idaho State Representative.
Ah, of course. Oh, my
Jack
God.
Nelson comparing what? Women to farm animals.
What party?
Says experience working with cattle has given him ideas on repro this and a, women's health things.
Obviously. He's a Democrat.
I think he's a Republican,
oh,
actually.
He? Wow.
He's saying it's just a big joke. Ooh. And why is everybody all upset about it?
Yeah. Well, about what you said? I mean, it's you're comparing women to cows.
A joke by Idaho State Rep. Jack Nelson when he was introducing himself to the House Agriculture Committee didn't go over too well, since many interpreted his remarks as him comparing women to livestock.
Well, I think that's what he did.
An op-ed from the Idaho Statesman's editorial board said it would be nice if men like Nelson would demonstrate a bit of humility and decency and not paint themselves as experts in women's health care, which they certainly are not. It would be nice if they kept their mouths shut a little more, didn't insult women, and saved Idaho from national embarrassment.
Yeah.
Stop electing Republicans.
Yeah, I was about to say it would be nice if no one voted for that fuckface.
Right.
That would be nice. Because that's crazy that that guy has a job. God, Idaho.
Of course, he apologized. Fuck. The women in my life have taught me strength, resilience, integrity, hard work, joy, and love. I absolutely respect women and the right to choose their own health care. The way I phrased my statement about women and reproductive rights yesterday completely missed the mark. I'm embarrassed. I offended others in the process. I'm deeply sorry. I recognize the mistake and commit to doing better in the future.
Good job. It's like, do we need to add the line? What do I say at the end? Say, oh, this is good. Commit to doing better in the future. They'll love that one. Do that one. Why are you apologizing?
Why would you even think that would be like a funny joke?
Well, and then how are you apologizing?
Well, I'm this is my name. I'm glad to be here, new in this agriculture committee. And hey, if you need any help on any women's repo issues, I've milked a bunch of cows and I've seen their big cow pussies. So, I know a lot about reproduction.
Why? How does this guy apologize for saying this is my thing? It's not a misspeak. He actually said, I've seen cow vaginas. I know how to, it's not a misspeak.
This isn't Saturday Night Live. This is.
Are we sure?
Yeah. This is an Idaho Republican.
This is not Pete Davidson. Jeez. People voted for this guy. How? Everyone is so dumb in our government, though.
Did you see there's a story in Rolling Stone?
Yes.
That that Ali Alexander, fetid jizz stain that helped organize
the insurrection,
the January 6th insurrection.
Yay.
They're saying the founder of the Stop the Steal.
Yes.
Delivered an early warning about the violence soon to overwhelm the U.S. Capitol in a text to the chief of staff to Representative Paul Gosar, who should have known himself because he's a body language expert.
Yeah, he can read anybody. He's a detective of the physical.
After making an early exit from the Ellipse rally that he helped organize, Ali Alexander became an eyewitness to the chaos unfolding as insurrectionists breached the Capitol perimeter.
Okay.
He testified to the January 6th committee. People were scaling the wall like Spider-Man. I've never seen anything like that.
Right.
But he didn't just stop and gawk. He took time to sound the alarm to Gosar.
So he told Gosar,
one of his top allies, quote, I think you and your staff should maybe leave. He texted.
Damn.
This is hell out here.
Holy shit. So he let Gosar know.
Yeah.
Why is Gosar friends with this dude? I mean,
Exactly.
Seems like an unsavory gentleman, an insurrectionist, and he works for the government.
The committee pressed Alexander about his relationship to the Arizona congressman / dentist. Alexander said, Dr. Paul Gosar and I share political beliefs about election irregularities. He said Gosar is a friend to the movement and a stellar dude.
Oh, okay. I mean, that first part is like, that doesn't explain why you're texting him.
A stellar dude.
Are you guys friends? That's what they're asking. Do you hang out? Do they play video games together?
I don't know.
What is the nature of your relationship with Mr. Gosar?
Timestamped for the text he sent was 1:10 p.m.
Damn.
The warning was delivered just 2 minutes before Gosar rose on the floor of the House to object to the certification of the Electoral College votes.
Wow, how weird. Isn't it weird that someone would object to the certification and at the same time the insurrection is going on? Isn't that strange?
Ali Alexander is a protege of Roger Stone, the Trump-pardoned felon who has been a dirty trickster in American politics for decades. Stone coined the phrase stop the steal in 2016.
Oh, okay.
Alexander is also a top ally of conspiracy theorist Alex Jones.
Oh, my gosh.
Whom he accompanied during January 6th tourist party.
Give it up for the Legion of Doom, everybody. Are they doing a comedy tour? The insurrectionist comedy tour?
So there you go. Paul Gosar.
Damn, Paul.
Getting an early warning from Ali Alexander.
Getting the FYI. It's hell out here, Paul. You might want to get out.
You might want to get out.
Jeez.
Do you think they would have gone after him, though? I mean, thanks for joining us, everybody. We'll do it again next week, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. Don't forget we're available at your favorite podcast app. crabdiving.com. Thanks for buying shit through the Amazon link, crabdiving.com/Amazon. Use that link every time you go to buy shit at Amazon. We give a little commission. Doesn't cost you fuck. Check out what Ryan's doing at Rated R Comedy on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, and Facebook, and at ratedrcomedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Have a great evening and weekend, everybody. We will hit you all up on Monday.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.